I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory. Oh, hey, chickens. Let's get to some of your reactions of our recent episodes. By recent, I mean for the last month, maybe 6 weeks. Who knows how long this has been going on for? Dalek Invasion of Earth. Oh, this is an old one. James says, are you sitting comfortably? Let's begin. It's yonks since I've seen the Dalek Invasion of Earth, but I do recall quite enjoying it. For some reason, I found the scenes of Barbara running through the ruined streets with Dortmund in his chair to be quite compelling. Yeah, they're really good, and they've got the do-do-do-do-do-do music. There was, in general, a sense of jeopardy about the whole thing. How often do we encounter the Daleks after they have won, rather than while they are plotting? Oh, yeah, that's true. They may lose eventually, but humanity is left with a hell of a mess. But I'm here today because I have a theory. Oh, my God. Thank God I'm not alone in my theory town. James says, based on the Doctor's observation that the original Dalek story was set millions of years after this, which patently makes not a lick of sense, I got thinking about parallel universes and the like. I put it to you that there are several types of universe in Doctor Who. Some we know about. There are mirror worlds like Inferno World and Pete's World. There are bubble universes like E-Space that share lots of characteristics but are just different places. And then there are those that are created, the Toymaker's Realm, the Land of Fiction, the place with the talking frog, the Solar Tract. But wait, there's more. I speculate that time travel itself creates alternate universes that are to some degree imperceptible. Every time a time traveler lands somewhere, they create a branch, and it is possible for that traveler to go forward and back on their branch, but others that have previously been created become inaccessible to them. This helps to explain why a single continuity in Doctor Who is impossible, as history itself keeps changing. Hence, no giant Cyber King or T-Rex stomping Victorian London, and why you can't really make sense of those first two Dalek stories. The universe itself has already changed. Only we outside can see it all. Okay, so it's probably not very original, but I like the idea that there may be several forms of alternate universe. Anything is possible. Yeah, I totally agree. That's been one of my theories a long time. Also, there's the, the Doctor has encountered the Daleks in these two time periods here, but all of this could have been unraveled and undone by the Time War between the Daleks and the Time Lords. So, you know, there's probably all sorts of stuff. Maybe this is just the edge of the Time War and the Doctor's only just starting to become aware of it. Who knows? But thanks for your theory. That was fun. Thank you, James. So now on to the Doctor's daughter, because I had my theory that Susan was Jenny's daughter. Jenny, the Doctor's daughter. Other Peter, not text Peter, but other Peter says, Ooh, I really like your theory that Susan is Jenny's daughter. While Jenny has the ability to regenerate, we don't know that she's a true Time Lord slash Shebogan. Also, why has Susan run away with her grandfather and not gone to Time Lord University and got her own the name, the Doctor, the Master, the Rani, unless she's gone for a seriously long gap year? What fun she'll have to meet some neurotic Time Lords at uni like her grandfather did. The final bit that makes sense is she decides to run off with a human. If she was a Time Lord, then she would outlive him by a matter of centuries, as the Doctor reminds us in Journey's End. All this agrees with your theory, hence why I really like it. Thank you, Other Peter. Nairi says, ew, Jenny is basically a clone of the Doctor with the genes rearranged. So Susan would be part daughter, part granddaughter, very inbred-y. Shocked face. To which Nairi posted this on Facebook, and I said, well, that would explain Susan's ankles. Why they keep snapping. If she's not genetically robust. Another Peter, so not Other Peter or Peter with the text messages. Another Peter says, I'd love to see Jenny return for the 60th anniversary special, or at least a mini-sode like Paul McGann's Brilliant the Night of the Doctor. They could have an in-joke where someone says to Ten, she's your daughter. Oh, I assumed she was your wife. Smirking face. Oh, yeah, they had met those hilarious jokes in when she was in an episode with Peter Davison in Big Finish. I feel like because Jenny's gone across to Big Finish that dragging her back into the TV show is kind of a no-go area. I don't know. It feels a bit, yeah, it feels like the TV producers say to Big Finish, we're not using this, you can have it. And then they go, okay, keep your hands off that because we might use it. Because there was, I was listening to one recently where they were going to do something with the Witchfinders kind of thing. And then they were like told by the TV people, nope, can't touch it. We're having some camp frippery with Alan Cumming playing King James. Trinidad says, I want to see her adventures. Big Finish only whet an appetite. Yeah, the Jenny, I've only heard the first Jenny box set, which I quite enjoyed. But yeah, someone on Twitter said that they're looking forward to the next Jenny installment. But yeah, it's like I didn't mind the Jenny stories. They were kind of fun. And when I posted about this on Instagram maybe or Facebook, Troy commented about the ordering of my Target books. He said, I'm concerned about the ordering of your Target books. And I pointed out that they were in printing order because I just had like one of those nerdy days where I'm like, I could do them in story order, I could do them in alphabetical order, I could do them in number order, and then I went, no, I'm going to do them in the order in which they were printed. So the really old ones are at the start and the newer ones are down the end. Anyway, I'll probably change it up again at some point next time I'm fiddling around with my shelves. Next time I get one of these, because all my books and my DVDs and Blu-rays are all on the same shelf. So next time I get one of these season collections come in, I'll do another little rearrange. And now on to Mask of Mandragora. James says, nightmare fuel, which is the photo of Hieronymus with no face. And then he's just qualified that, the photo, not Matt's recap. He also goes on to say, love this story. There's lots of O's. I figure that's a. Love this story. It's perhaps the definitive edition of Sarah Gets Possessed, although it is facing some strong competition. It's the sort of story where you might ask, weren't they all like this? Scary, serious yet camp, and making the most of locations and the BBC's costuming skills. For historical-ish Doctor Who, you can't do better. Niche theory. Oh, I love a niche theory. The giant guardian beach ball from The Prisoner is an echo of the Mandragora healings. Because they filmed The Prisoner in Port Merion, which is where Mask of Mandragora is filmed. It's a very cute little village in like the middle of nowhere in Wales. Like it is, like I tried to go there and it is like literally miles away from anything. But it's a very cute little town. Nameless said, now, by the way, that's what they've called themselves on the internet. I'm not calling them. I'm not refusing to name them. They're not anonymous. It's just they're called nameless. Says, try the audiobook version. They are brilliant. I've become addicted to not just New Big Finish audio, but all the old TV episodes put out by the BBC on audio. And then they've hashtagged Whovians AU, which is presumptuous. So I have not done, I've done a couple of the missing episode BBC audios with the linking narration. I've done those in the past. And I have a bunch of the Target novel readings because they're not very long. They're only about 3 or 4 hours. I mean, they were essentially kids' books, I suppose. I read them when I was a kid. But yeah, I'd like to dip into some of those. But who has the time? I don't have time to watch all the stuff I've got. Jordan, by the way, one of our Patreons, Patreon members, he's a theoretician. Jordan keeps sending me these wacky memes that he's making of Hieronymus with his no face from Mask of Mandragora and me being terrified of it. There was one particularly egregious one where he'd pasted my face onto Maria from The Sound of Music with Mother Abess saying, what is it you can't face? and then there's Hieronymus with his no face. It's cruel and hilarious, and I thoroughly appreciate it. Jordan also has a pointless theory, and I absolutely adore this. This is means this is the story I'm going to watch next. Martin, the casket maker from Remembrance of the Daleks, is Gwen Cooper's uncle. Okay, is he just random Welsh guy? I'm going to have to watch it now and see if this theory holds water. Next episode is going to be a recap of Mask of Mandragora from Peter and his crazy texts. And then straight on to the Remembrance of the Daleks.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.